We all have a concept of love. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. From the time we're very young children, we have a strong sense of what love is. Ask a small child and they might tell you that love is presents at Christmas, when my puppy licks me, when Billy shares his French fries, or when mommy kisses daddy. As a young adult, our concept of love changes. It might be reflected in the feeling we get with that new boyfriend, that first date, the first kiss, or the first Christmas together. Later, we might define the feeling of love by our wedding day or the birth of our children, those times when life moves in slow motion as we drink in the beauty of the love we feel. As we age, we might feel a more self-sacrificing love of taking care of a spouse with Alzheimer's, helping a loved one suffering from cancer, or growing closer in the face of life's many challenges. But what is God's perspective on love? Well, John really seems to be the apostle of love. In his letter, 1 John, he mentions love 32 times. We must never forget that God loves us and gives us the perfect model of love. We love because God loved us first. God created us in His own image and likeness to be like Him, to love Him and others. God proves His love for us by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And all that we have is a gift from God. So, what are we doing to improve our love life? What are we doing to increase our love of God and of neighbor? Well, here's a few things we can do. First, we love God by our actions. Prayer and praise are wonderful ways to express our love for God, but our actions are equally important. If God is love, then we must obey Him and reach out to others in love. Number two, we must love ourselves. Love ourselves when we recognize that all we have is a gift from God. It's difficult to love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself. With all of our flaws, sins, and misgivings, we realize that we're not perfect, but instead of dwelling on the negative, we give thanks for the gifts we've been given. God loves us unconditionally and asks that we do the same for our neighbors. And third, we love our neighbor when we share God's love with them. We begin to treat people differently. We're less angry. We're more forgiving and patient with our family and friends. When we reflect on the grace and forgiveness that God has given us, we can't help but extend that same mercy to others. In 1 John 4:16, he says, "God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him." Let me put it to you a different way. God is love, and wherever there's love, there's God. Is love present in your home? Then there's God there. Do you extend your love at work, in the community, and with those you'll meet today? Then God is there. Are you grateful for God's gifts and thank Him with praise and actions? Then God is there too. So let me ask you, how's your love life? This is Tony Agnese.